Now we welcome in a guy that played at County High, played at the University of Alabama. He's now a current San Diego Charger. LaRon McClain joins us via the telephone. LaRon, good day, my friend. I hope you're well.
Doing, man. I'm great. Doing well out here in San Diego.
Are you going to be ready for this basketball game tomorrow?
I hope they're ready. I hope the Tuscaloosa Police Department, you know, travel squad is ready for us. I read up on some stuff today that they got a mean press defense right off of them scoring, you know, so I know we're going to have to break that down, and I'm going to throw an alley-hoop at Darwin, and it's going to get crazy. So
can Darwin play above the rim?
Yes, he can.
Okay.
Most definitely. He's doing everything. Every dunk you can think of. Darwin's grabbing rebounds, grabbing them off the rim and dunking him, you know. So he might be the MVP tomorrow, you know. That's what I'm thinking. Him or Rodgers are.
So hold on a minute. Rodgers are playing?
Yeah, he's playing also.
Okay. Is he playing for you guys?
Yeah, he's playing for us.
Okay. Hold on a minute. Now, Vegas put the odds on this game at -7. Rod Grizzard on your side, that may reduce that to like a -3 or -4. I mean, that guy can shoot the outside from that left-handed shot that he presented so many times inside Coleman Coliseum. Rod Grizzard from Center Point, Alabama, Parkway Christian, that guy can play.
Oh, yeah, can play big time. You know, I remember just seeing him when I was in school, you know, cheering him on in the stands, you know, so it's great that, you know, we contacted him to get him to come down and
that's good recruiting.
Support.
That's good recruiting.
Yeah, get him to come down and support you know, the team, you know, really just the University of Alabama Athletics. We just going to go out there and do our best.
Hey, LaRon, let's go in. And also, Darwin told us just a couple of minutes ago that Deontay Wilder was going to be playing for the TPD side. I mean, do you guys have anybody that can match not only that punch because, you know, he could be the next heavyweight champion from this great country, from right here in our back door. But he can also play the game of basketball because he started over at Shelton State. That's how great athlete.
Oh, yeah. I just read up on that today that he joined their squad. So I hope he's ready. You know, I know he's going to be in great shape, you know, to do that. But basketball is a totally different sport than the ultimate fighting that he does. You know, so I just hope they're ready. You know, it just seems like they're doing a lot of, you know, chit-chatting over there and making it a competitive game. You know, I'm looking forward to it. Can't wait to tip off.
Well, the most important part, LaRon, is to give back to your community. You've always been able to do that with your different charity work, your different events, the different camps that you put on right here in Tuscaloosa, and we're always very supportive of what you guys are doing. Tomorrow, 5 o'clock, it's going to be at Central High School. All the Alabama fans coming in a day early to watch A-Day. Going out and support these guys as they will have a chance. LaRon, give us the details of the charities that it will benefit. I know it's your charity, Darwin's charity, and so many others that will benefit from this unique event in Tuscaloosa.
We're also, you know, contributing. I know I'm gonna give, you know, some money to, you know, the Central basketball team. You know, their program. You know, a great coach over there. You know, that I've been chit-chatting back and forth with, you know, over the phone, man. I just want to give to them, get to their school, and also the Roll for Mickey Foundation, you know, giving back to them. You know, I always, like you said, man, I'm big on charities, and I always want to come and give back just to show my city that, you know, without them, without the fans there, and without, you know, all the support from them, I wouldn't be the person I am today, you know, so I always want to show my appreciation.
LaRon, one quick question as we continue to talk about the professional football NFL schedule right now being released, NFL.com, and we might talk about that briefly. But, LaRon, being a running back, as you prepare for this upcoming season, what's the thought process about the new rules for running backs? I mean, are you guys having to work extra to figure out, okay, I don't want to break the rule in this certain area? Is that something you guys have talked about as you head into this season?
Yes, I mean, you know, we just finished up our field practice, you know, this week. We had a 3-day mini camp. So I know our coach, Ollie Wilson, you know, out here in San Diego, been taking us through drills of just really just telling us to keep our head up, you know, attack the guy with your forearm and your shoulder so you won't get, you know, called for that penalty when you dive into a guy's chest, you know, with the crime of your helmet. So we've been doing a little drills today, we did a few today, about like six of them. Had me a little winded, you know, some drills, just trying to, you know, keep our heads up and attack the defender a different way. You know, so he said we really have to wait to preseason to see how the refs are going to call, you know, that call. So we just got to wait around and see him just do the drills that he makes up.
LaRon, you've been playing football, I don't know the age, but I assume you started at an early age. I mean, is that not the way they taught running backs how to run the football? I mean, this is going to be a habit that will be tough to break because you've been taught that way all your life.
Yeah, I mean, just you're supposed to be physical in the open field, you know, against the guy. You know, but I think that run Trent Richardson had against Philadelphia last year, how he stuck his head right into that guy's chest, knocked his helmet off, and still got about 15 more yards after that. I think that, like, oh, that did it right there for the guys to, you know, change the rule. You know, so really you call this the Trent Richardson rule, you know, since he didn't did that. So it was a great play by him, great run by him. But, I mean, he jumped into the guy's chest. You know, pretty much how, you know, he was taught back in high school. You know, I remember my coach, Sparkle Woods, just said, if you're in an open field and the guy tries to, you know, attack you, attack him first. You know, so that's just been the mentality. And I don't think, you know, running backs in this league are going to change up the way that they approach, you know, the guy now. And then, like I said before, you have to wait until really the preseason to see how they're going to call it.
LaRon, this is a tough question. You want to bypass it, no problem. We don't have to talk about it. Don't want to get you in trouble by no means. But do you feel like that it's harmful to the game? Because we want you guys, and I'm talking about the guys like yourself that run that football and you take out a defender because, you know, an offensive player is not just there to receive licks. You're also to give them away as well. But do you feel like it might hurt the game, changing the way you guys play from the backfield?
You know, the NFL committee that does that, you know, they sit down, you know, with some of the coaches and people that's on their staff and just go over everything. Anything they think that's going to help the league, you know, but I don't think they can take away that physical part of the game. I just think that's a guy's mentality that he didn't have, you know, since Pee Wee League of just attacking a player and, you know, just being real physical. So, you know, the main thing is more about safety now and just trying to protect guys from neck injuries and protect guys from sternum injuries. But I just feel like if a defensive back, you know, runs up, want to hit a running back like Trent Richardson or our guys, you know, Ryan Matthews, you know, be prepared, you know, because these guys are coming downhill and, you know, and running hard, you know. So I just say be prepared, get in the weight room, do a few more bench presses and do more pull-ups, you know, and get ready to be physical. I think that's the main thing.
LaRon, I don't know if you've actually just walking off the practice field. Don't know if you've even been updated, but you guys are going to start Monday Night Football on September the 9th against Houston. That's going to be a 7:20 ESPN game. Excited to start the season. Not only excited to start the season, but you guys are going to be playing on Monday Night Football, which is always great for publicity.
Oh, it's going to be awesome, you know, just for our organization. You know, the new regimen that we have, you know, with Mike McCoy at the throne, you know, it's been a great 3 days of mini camp with him, just getting out there, learning this new offense, and just seeing the guys flying around, everybody catching on to it fast. We just expect big things, you know. And right now, you know, I'm trying to get in the best shape I could be in, you know, since I've been in the league, you know. So it's a new regimen, a new mindset for me, and a new mindset for this team, you know. So I'm looking forward to it. It's a great thing that we open up Monday night, you know, again like we did last year. You know, just hopefully we go out there and just execute, you know, dominate on defense and, you know, score points on offense.
All right, LaRon. Third week of the season, you guys are going to make a close trip here. Can you get me a seat on the private jet? Because I know you'll fly up a private jet to Nashville. The Tennessee Titans going to be taking on San Diego. That game will be there in Nashville. 12 o'clock, day game on a Sunday. Will you save me a seat on the private jet?
Oh, man. I don't know if we're going to fly private, but if you come up, you know I got your tickets to the game.
I'm aggravating you, LaRon. I know you would. I'm teasing with you, man. But I looked at that schedule, and you've played at home or close to home several times, but, I mean, you're looking for a great way to support LaRon McClain at Tennessee They're going to be taking on the Titans the week number three, the 22nd day of September, right there in Nashville. It'll be great. I'm looking at your schedule, man. I'm excited about these Chargers because the schedule seems to be, in some capacities, very favorable, but there's some tough games on there as well.
Yeah, it's going to be, you know, any game that you play in the NFL, any given Sunday, you know, a Thursday or a Monday night game, you know, you can go out there and lose if you're not on your A game and not executing the way that you're supposed to do. And that's all three phases. So I just know we got to stay focused, you know, depend on one game at a time, you know, buy into this new regimen that we have, you know, and just when it's time to kick the ball off, be ready to play, be ready to compete. You know, and finish strong. You know, that's the main thing for us. We want to start fast, you know, and continue to get better each week. Not just stay the same each week, but continue to get better and better and better, you know, and just go for that main goal, and that's the Super Bowl in New York.
One more time, it is LaRon McClain A-Day basketball charity game against the TPD. That's the Tuscaloosa Police Department. Deontay Wilder texted me just a couple of minutes ago, and he's going to be playing in this game. He's going to be playing for the other side, LaRon McClain. He's got Rod Grizzard. Who else is going to be out here, LaRon? Give me some of those names that's going to be out at Central at 5 o'clock tomorrow in this big charity basketball game tomorrow afternoon.
You know, we got Tyrone Prothro, Marquise May, you know, Anthony Bryant, Nikita Stover, Baron Huber. You know, just to name a few guys, Terrence Jones. You know, I think McAdell coming down. I don't think he's playing, but I think he's coming down. DJ Hall is going to be there. It's going to be a great turnout, man, just to see some of my old teammates and, you know, us interacting, you know, together. You know, two guys on the basketball team, Jason Reese and Rod Grizzard, you know, playing with us. You know, so it's going to be, you know, a great atmosphere, a great game. I just, you know, hope all the people just come out, you know, support us and support our local charities and, you know, just come out and have a good time, you know, to kick off your A-Day weekend. You know, it's going to be a great game. We tip off at 5 o'clock, you know, and I'm going to get my quick 4 minutes in, and I'll probably just go to the side and just coach the rest of the game.
Oh, come on now. All right, LaRon. LaRon McClain joining us right here. A guy that played in Northport at County High, played at the University of Alabama. He's currently a San Diego Charger. He's a Pro Bowler and a guy that continues to strive to be the best that he possibly can. As he talked about the off-season drills, getting himself, he called it the best shape right now of his NFL career. LaRon McClain, always appreciate you for what you mean to our program. We're going to continue to send folks out there tomorrow, 5 o'clock. I'll see you at Central High School as I'll come out and support you guys playing the TPD.
Yes, sir, man. I appreciate all your support, man, and Roll Tide.